The New Testament is the story of the growing vision and understanding of the early church, that is, the disciples, the people of God. Having lived alongside Jesus, his followers, including Mary and the apostles, had to discern what Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and return to the Father revealed about who Jesus is and what God was asking of them as believers. However, this process of discovery and discernment didn't take place in a vacuum. Those first Christians were only able to discover the answer to those fundamental questions of who Jesus is and what he is asking of them within their lived experience, living as Jesus had taught them to live, and sharing their stories and memories with one another. An understanding of Jesus' ascension into heaven, his return to his Father, like the experience of Jesus' resurrection, could only be understood after the disciples, the early church, lived their Easter faith through prayer, preaching, fidelity, and even suffering. The church came to understand and to believe that Jesus' ascension is not so much an absence as it is a presence in a new and more powerful way. Namely, that when Jesus is not among us as another specific body, he becomes accessible and is accessible to all as a life-giving spirit. The amazing truth of this feast of Jesus' ascension is that Jesus is still alive, still active, still present among his church, among us, his people, but in a new and glorious way. The solemnity of Jesus' ascension is a celebration of two promises. First, Jesus has promised that he will send the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, to guide and sustain the growth of his church. This is a mystery that we as church will celebrate next Sunday on the solemn feast of Pentecost. The second promise we find in our reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. We are promised that the eyes of our hearts will be enlightened so that we may know the hope and receive the blessings that belong to those called to be Jesus' disciples, the hope of an everlasting inheritance with all the holy ones, the blessings of a share in the riches of God's glory and his great power. The challenge for us, as it was for the early church, is to live in these promises and not become so bogged down by our day-to-day responsibilities and many distractions. And so, my sisters and brothers, this solemnity of the ascension of the Lord is a time to celebrate with joy the certainty of Jesus' presence among us. Jesus disappeared from his disciples in physical sight so that he might become more present to the eyes of their hearts through his divinity, his power, and his love. The invitation for us on this great feast is to foster the same spirit of understanding and discernment that the apostles and the early Christians practiced as they came to understand who Jesus was and could do for them. The vision of the glorified Lord, the promise of future glory with God in heaven, is something to be recognized, realized, and lived by all of us here and now as believers in Jesus Christ's triumphant resurrection and glorious ascension, the promise and the call to eternal glory. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.